took a break, frightened by his anger in the face of this setback. There was no channel changer here. He picked up the Whirligig book and stared at the previous owner's patient, precise script. He almost felt the man was with him, telling him to settle down and conquer the project calmly, step by step. He sat down. He decided to do without the wing. The figure could simply be a harp player. The harp was full-sized, the sort you'd find in an orchestra. Leah had played in an orchestra. He wondered what her instrument was. He sawed off the rest of the wing, sanded the wood, then went to his pack and dug out his 5 tubes of acrylic paint. In the trash can, he found a styrofoam cup, which he filled with water for cleaning his brushes. From the same source, he retrieved a paper plate to use as a palette. He painted one side of the figure, let it dry a bit, then leaned it on a stone and painted the other, making her hair black rather than the yellow prescribed by the book. Down one side, he printed Leah's name with a black permanent marker, then used it and his tape measure to draw the harp strings. He considered his work. It wasn't perfect, especially the outline of the face. It looked nothing like her picture. He repainted the mouth, but only made matters worse. The two sides should have been identical, but weren't. It was the best he could do. He stopped and ate lunch. All afternoon was spent on Leah's propeller-shaped arms. He'd begun referring to the Whirligig by her name.